This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Buy or sell The Big Game by Keon Coleman. Are you buying that as a more normal, you know, kind of, you talk about the post-buy rookie bump. I mean, yeah, they haven't necessarily had their bye week yet. But again, he's 21 years old. We're going into week eight, Matt. Typically, we do see growth from high-end wide receivers at around this time. 125 receiving yards. That was actually the most receiving yards before Monday night. The most receiving yards by any wide receiver here in week number seven.
Am I buying or selling? He's not doing this every single week,
but I'm buying
that he's a growing and developing player. And I like that, okay, he did, Keon Coleman, look, he's still an outside receiver. I don't think the presence of Amari Cooper is suddenly going to make Keon Coleman a power slot receiver, because you're not taking Khalil Shakir out of the slot. That guy's too good. He, once again, caught 7 of 7 targets. That's the Khalil Shakir bit.
That is so crazy.
Yeah,
that is so insane.
He's going to end the season with like a 90% catch rate or something. It's going to be crazy.
And you know what's funny? I keep doing projections and I keep knocking it down, because I'm like, there's just no, you can't catch 90% of the targets. You just can't do that. And he just keeps doing that.
Yeah.
So maybe I just got to keep it at 90%. I don't know. Anyways, but keep going.
He's a different dude. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Amari Cooper only ran a route on 34.3% of the dropbacks in this game. He was targeted on 42% of those routes.
Love it.
So when he was on the field, he was getting the football. So it wasn't as if, like, I think we've seen a lot of analysis coming out of this game, like, well, look at what the presence of Amari Cooper did for Keon Coleman. I don't even know if he was, like, on the field for some of those big Keon Coleman plays, you know? So I don't think it's necessarily that. But I think that having a guy in Cooper who can get open in high leverage situations and kind of go be that bucket getter, I do think that will matter for these guys in the long term, because it will just keep the offense moving. Whereas Coleman, yeah, I mean, what you should do with Keon Coleman is you should throw him the ball in like contested situations down the field, which they did, and you should set him up for plays to get yards after the catch, which he did in this game. 62 of his yards, 125 yards, came after the catch. Specifically one where he just took like a short route real quick and ripped it downfield. He can do that. The guy is, you know, forget the 40 time. Like, he is a high level athlete, I think, on the field, and a very interesting player from a movement perspective. So I liked some of those plays that we saw from him. Quick hitters, a couple of those. That's more of what I want to see for him to be a high volume player, which I don't necessarily think he needs to be, but if he's going to be a high volume player, those are the type of routes I need him running, not just go routes and corner routes all the time.
To answer your question, the great late round QB, JJ Zacharyson, he said he charted this game, and in every single catch and every single target that Keon Coleman had, I think he said that Amari Cooper was actually not on the football field for all 7 of those targets for Keon Coleman.
I forgot. I did see JJ say that. And late round tape grinder. Look at that.
I know. I love it. It's great. Seven targets, 4 grabs for 125. It's really interesting, Matt. I'm actually going to buy the fact that Keon Coleman is, you know, again, not this level of production, but I will buy the fact that I think he will be a consistent, more consistent contributor for the Buffalo Bills, because it has been feast or famine with Keon Coleman. But I do think he's going to be a much more consistent contributor for Buffalo. And whether or not Amari Cooper was on the field for some of these targets, moving forward, that will have an impact. And forget about, if Cooper's drawing coverage away, I just think about it just straight from an alignment standpoint. When you have Cooper on the field and you can line him up as an outside X receiver, although, to be fair, Amari Cooper's touchdown actually did not come. Keon Coleman was actually the outside X on that play. But just generally moving forward, Amari Cooper on the outside as an outside X, that allows Keon Coleman to be off the line, right? And maybe he will get a few more slot snaps in there where they're going two receiver sets, maybe, right? You're showing run. You can get Keon Coleman on a little seam route from the slot. I could buy that. But the bottom line is, I just think getting him off the line and away from, you know, tight, you know, coverage, man coverage, that is all good things for Keon Coleman. And also, you talk about that after the catch ability. My God, he has shown that in spades this year. Mm-hmm. In spades. So, again, anytime you can get this guy in space, and Josh Allen has been great at getting him in space, it's been great. You know, so overall, I think the offense looked a lot better. They could do a lot of different things that they weren't able to do in weeks past. And so, yeah, I am buying the fact that I think Keon Coleman will be a much more consistent contributor for the Buffalo Bills.